Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Tess. The Tana is going to explain what the halacha is. If it doesn't rain, and Bezdin is geyser Tainis on the Tzibur starts to fast, and it starts raining. Do they have to be mashlim the Tainis? Do they have to finish off the Tainis or not? Sagt the Mishnah. Once again, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Tess. Ha'imisan, and if the Tzibur was fasting from the Elisa Shachar because Taka Bezdin was geyser Tainis, and v'yardu lehem kshamim, it started to rain, koidim ha'netzachama, even before the netzachama. The first part of the morning is the Amayt HaShachar. That's what we would call dawn. The second part of the morning is called the netzachama. That's when the sun comes up. There's actually a machlokes, so the day starts with the Amayt HaShachar or the netzachama in regard to different things, but we won't get into it now. Right now, as far as our mission is concerned, they started to fast from the Amayt HaShachar, but it already started to rain even before the sun came up. Zakt Mishnah lo yashlimu. They don't have to finish off the Tainis. And Mam started to rain before the Netzachama, you don't have to finish off the Tainis. But li acher ha-Netzachama, if it only started to rain after the sun came up, yashlimu, they have to be mashlim the Tainis until the end of the day. Reb Meir holds that the Netzachama is the official time to eat for some people. So therefore, if it started to rain before the Netzachama, so the Tainis never really took hold. No one pushed off his breakfast yet. True, you weren't allowed to eat from the Elisa Shachar, but Lamaisa, no one felt it yet. Therefore, it's as if the Tainis never started. You don't have to be mashlim the Tainis. But if it only started to rain after the Netzachama, and for some people they already didn't eat breakfast, it's as if the Tainis started, and once the Tainis started, you have to finish it. Rabbi Eliezer says, Koidim Chatzais. If it started to rain before midday, we still say lo yashlimu. They don't have to be mashlim their tainis. It's only li'acher chatzais. If it only started to rain after midday, that's when we say yashlimu. They should be mashlim their tainis. We have the Eliezer holds. It has to be recognizable that it was a tainis for most people. That's when we say it's as if the tainis started. And the zman suda for most people is b'chatzais. The halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. Incidentally, it's brought down in the Beraisa in the Gemara. If it only started to rain a little bit, that's not called they were answered already, and you still have to be mashlim the tainis. And now the Mishnah is going to tell us there was taka a story where we see beferish that Rabbi Tarfon paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. My, so there was a story. Shegazru Bezna was geyser a tainis on the Tzibur beLud in the city of Lud where it didn't rain. V'yardulam kshamim kaidim chatzais. It started to rain before chatzais, before midday. Amalem Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said to them, "Tzu, you can go out, v'ichlu, eat, ushasu, and drink, vasu yamtiv. You can manage to treat it like a yamtiv. You don't have to be mashlim the tainis. Adarab. There should be like a suda to say thank you to Hashem, that your tefillah was answered." So we see that the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. And indeed, that's what they did. V'yatsu, everyone went out, v'achlu, they ate, on this day that was supposed to be a tainis. The shasu and they drank, v'asu yamtev, and they made a yamtev because they were answered in Shemayim. Ibo and everyone came bein horabayim. They came back to shul in the afternoon. V'karu hal hagadol. Hal hagadol is kapitel kuf lamid vav in Tehillim that we say Shabbos morning. Haydu l'lekehu alekim, haydu l'adaynehu adaynim, and over there we say 26 times psukim that end with kili olam chazdai. Now they didn't say hal right away, because you don't say Halla Gadol unless your stomach is first full. Because it says, Naisin Lechem Lechol Basar. Therefore it said, only after you're full. But once they went out and ate, they came to the Beis HaKnesses and they said Halla Gadol. How come we say it Shabbos morning? We're not full then. We don't eat before davening. Well, the answer is, Shabbos morning we say it more in the form of a tefillah. That's how Tosfos and the Meiri explain it. But when you say it as a haidah, as a thank you to Hashem, it's when your stomach is full. Okay, quickly chazing over what we learned in Mishnah Tess. Bezin was already koveya the tainis. They started to fast from Amoyd HaShachar, from dawn. But it started to rain, even before the Netzachama, even before sunrise. They don't have to be mashlim the tainis, according to Reb Meir. But if it only started to rain after the Netzachama, they do have to finish off the tainis. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says if it started to rain before Chatzais, as late as before midday, but as long as it was before midday, they don't have to be mashlim the tainis. And indeed, there was such a story where Rabbi Tarfon Paskin that way. He told him, go out and make a yamtiv. So on a day that started out to be a tainis, it turned out actually to be a yamtiv. They left because it rained before midday. They ate and they drank. And after they were full, they came back to shul in the afternoon. And they said, Hallel Gadol, to thank Hashem for answering their tefillahs.